Be still and know. The night has its treasures as well as the day. As someone has said, blessed is the night, for it reveals to us the stars. According to author John R. Gunn, life is often like that. Some of the richest blessings we ever experience are those that come to us in the dark days, in the night seasons of life, when everything seems darkest about us. Many a man has found that in the midst of tragedy and sorrow, he finds the real depth of love and concern of his friends. Many a woman finds her family bound together with stronger ties of love and understanding when difficulties come. And all of us find, in the darkness of despair, that God is with us if we call on Him. He gives courage and hope and the faith to rebuild life despite the misfortunes which may have come. There was once a man whose home and store were swept away by flood. As he stood in the mud where his home had stood, he saw a gleam on the bank. It was gold. And with the gold, dug from his land, he rebuilt his home. Financial loss is rarely regained as easily as that, but there is often a similarity in our experience. Our greatest good fortune is often concealed in apparent misfortune. What seems to be the darkest day may be the forerunner to a brighter day. For those who believe in Jesus Christ, this is always true, for even death itself is but the prelude to victory. There is a famous painting called Night. When you look at it, at first there seems to be nothing to it but black darkness. But as you look, faint outlines appear, houses, trees, lakes, and a dimly shining moon breaking through the clouds. So it is in the night seasons of life, when all seems darkest, look for the light of God's love, His promise of a brighter day. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Isaiah. I will give thee the treasures of the darkness.